We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. NeNe Leakes is here. She's our guest host. Now, this was an iconic moment on Real Housewives of Atlanta. We got to go back there. Now, you received a gift from somebody that you wasn't interested in. Play the audio.
You giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh,
a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I said...
If you let it and you rewind it and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches, it's mad.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? Now, Charlamagne, look at Nene's wrist right now. Nene, can you put up your arm right fast? Are you wearing that Rolex right now?
That's the same watch?
Similar.
That is the question. 800-585-1051. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? We're going to hear from NeNe when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, NeNe Leakes, joining us today. So the question is 800-585-1051. Should you accept a gift from somebody that you're not interested in? Now, this comes from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's hear it.
You giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh,
a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I said...
If you let it and you rewind it and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches, it's mad.
So NeNe, is this something that you don't mind doing? If somebody gives you a gift, you like, hey, I'm keeping it.
Yeah. No, not really. No, I don't think you should accept gifts. No, seriously, I don't think you should accept gifts from everyone that you're not interested in, okay? Some guys, look, I know he was a nice guy. I know he wouldn't do anything to me crazy, so, and I wanted the gift.
But I wanted the gift. But don't you think if somebody gives you something like a Rolex, right?
Yeah.
That's $10,000.
Yeah.
He's not giving it to you because he thinks you're cool. You know, he probably wants to date you. Or,
yeah, but he thinks I'm cool. That's why he wants to date me. But I don't want to date him, but I just want the gift.
But he might think that that's like a lead-in, like, oh, she's accepting
it
my gift.
It is a lead-in, and I am misleading him.
See, I don't have a problem with it as long as you don't mislead him. You know what I'm saying? You got to let that person know this don't mean nothing. I don't owe you anything because you gave me this watch. Don't think because you gave me this gift, I'm going to give you some ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's understood, I don't have a problem with you taking the gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But even if you do say that, he still think this is a chance because you're accepting the gift.
I mean, but if you're making it clear, like, just because you gave me this gift, that don't mean I'm giving you some of this poom-poom. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, you also ask for other things. You know, just because you gave me this is not enough. I'd like to have a car. And shoes and bags, and then I'll think about it.
So think about what? The date? Think about that. Maybe you'll go on a date after all that.
No, I'll go on the date, but sleeping with him, yeah, we need to get some other stuff.
Oh my goodness.
What's the number to sleep with somebody, Nene?
Like, no, it just depends. Like, he needed to do a lot because I wasn't attracted to him.
Now, this is a good question.
So the gifts make him look a little sexier.
Yeah.
So you said you attracted the little baby. Right.
And the game.
I like little baby. I didn't say I was attracted to him. I like him.
You attracted to the game? One of them you said you
No, I like him too. Nah, I'm not attracted to
Who
him.
Who are you
I like
attracted
him.
To, Nene?
Yanni Cio.
That's your fiance or something? I don't know.
No, that's my boyfriend.
That's your boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, so you were attracted to him. How much did he have to buy before he got...
Not a lot.
Or was it a dinner, a vacation?
No, but he gave gifts too.
Yeah. Is that the smooth brother in the corner with the accent?
Yes.
Smooth boy with the accent?
Oh my God.
No, I thought I didn't have an accent.
He does have an accent.
He's talking low
Africa.
Before. Cause
no, he got an accent.
He has an accent.
Yeah, I ain't crazy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that brother's smooth. That brother got leather pants on at 6 in the morning. He ain't playing. When I saw him walk in this morning, leather pants on 6 in the morning, I said, oh, okay. This is a smooth operator right here.
Yeah, but, you know, even Yanni, he had to do the same things. You know, dates. You know, he bought gifts, too.
But he ain't come out with the Rolex from the door, though.
Yanni, come here, brother. You feel like...
No,
well, I just want to know the
first...
Just tell me, what's the first gift you bought with them nice teeth you got over there? What's the first gift you bought,
better,
Yanni?
You better watch out. He talking about your man pants and his teeth. You better watch out for Charlamagne now.
He said he don't even remember he bought so many gifts.
God damn it.
Well, let's go to the phone line.
Hey, Lala was up here last week, and Lala said you got to get you an African man because them African men spend that bag. Remember she said that
last week? She did say that.
The African guys, you know, I will say they do take care of their lady, but, you know, one and done for me. Like, if something happened with us, I would never date another African.
Wow.
Damn it, man.
What part of Africa are you from, brother? Liberia. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Denise from Kingsland, Georgia.
All right, Denise, talk to us. You taking gifts from people you're not interested in?
Heck yeah. I take the Rolex, the Chanel boots, the Chanel purse, and wait for someone to come boots up.
Now, do you let them know that this don't mean nothing just because you bought me this, I'm not going to give you no ass?
Yeah, after I get the gift, of course. Come on, now I'm a wife.
Lord have mercy. So is there a certain price that the person has to hit? And then you'd be like, all right, now it's time to give them some.
Nah, none. Especially if I'm not interested. I just want the gift.
Well, y'all is crazy. Inflation is at an all-time high out here. What is up with you?
Interest rates are high. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. Good morning.
Good morning.
You accepting gifts for somebody?
Actually, I told them I couldn't accept it. I was dating this guy.
There you go.
He liked me a lot more than I liked him. And he got me an Apple Watch. And I told
Girl, please, knock it off.
No, what's better?
That's good.
Rolexes
and Birkin bags. Yeah, you can turn out an Apple Watch.
No, so, Nene,
hold on. Talk about something.
So, wait, hold on. Good job, Tasha.
Nene, you get off with an Apple Watch.
Oh, my God. I will definitely give it back. You know, what am I doing with this Apple Watch? I'm not even taking it.
Mind you, I got on an Apple Watch right now.
And I'm never talking to him again.
Damn it, man. Jesus.
No.
Some people, you got to stay in your ways, though. You got to stay in your ways, though. Some people
got
to get the Rolex.
I get it, but God damn.
Yeah, that's true, but not an Apple Watch.
Goodness gracious. 800.
What girl do you think I am?
Right. Give me a Timex, then. I mean,
800-585-1051. Should you accept Apple gifts from someone you're not interested in? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I know it now.
that.
Call me.
Get your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Nene Leakes is here, our guest host. And just to put it out there, she's not accepting your Apple Watch.
No,
out
Nene
there.
Had a little change of heart. What do you say, Nene?
I will accept the Apple Watch if he's giving it to me and said, here, I'm just giving this to you to keep up with your steps. Now, are you working out or something?
That makes a lot of sense.
What about if it's like a Michael Kors bag? Somebody like, here's a Michael Kors.
Michael Kors?
All right, never mind.
You give that to your little teenage daughter, not to no grown woman. A Michael Kors bag.
All right. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? It comes from Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course.
You giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh,
a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I
think... If you let it, and you rewind it, and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
And we're asking, you know, what would you do? Hello, who's this?
This is Tanisha from Mississippi. How are y'all?
Hey, Tanisha. How are you?
Should you accept gifts from someone that you're not interested in?
So, as long as they know that you're not interested, I don't see a problem with it.
I agree. As you let them know, like,
you know, you're from the country.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Dante from Atlanta. What's going on?
Dante, hey. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, first thing, before we get to the topic, I just want to thank you and Charlamagne for all y'all do, man. Y'all keep me rolling every day through the morning.
Appreciate you, Ken.
Appreciate you, bro. So talk to me.
Yes, sir. I feel like it's unnecessary for you to accept a gift because it creates unnecessary emotions, like feelings that wasn't even there.
So if you give a gift, you think that's you smashing, that's your girl now?
Nah, not necessarily. It depends on the gift.
A Rolex.
Yeah, if I give her a Rolex, yeah, that's my girl. I'm smashing.
No, see, you can't have that entitled, you know, that entitlement. You know what I mean? Because you know, they always say it ain't tricking if she's worth it, right? Like, if she's Rolex worthy, you give her a Rolex. You know, it's like you do it and hope for the best.
Hello, who's this?
Hope for the best.
Yaya.
Yaya, yeah, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Now absolutely.
Absolutely what, Yaya? Yeah. You ain't even... absolutely what? You just ready.
Yes, I'm taking the gifts.
Let me tell you something. I was listening to respond, okay? Absolutely, you should accept a gift.
Yes.
A gift is given willingly.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't lay no stipulations down?
We ain't sleeping together.
No.
So if somebody gives you a Rolex that you're not interested in, you taking that Rolex and you out?
Absolutely, because you want to know something? They decided to give it to me. I didn't ask for it.
Nene, do you lay any stipulations down? Do you let them know, like, ain't happening now just because you gave me a gift?
No, I'd be like, we're going to dinner. Which restaurant would you like to eat at? You know, we'll go to dinner tonight. We can talk. And yeah, but that's it. I mean, you know, I didn't do Yanni like that, though.
Hello?
You didn't do
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Devin,
what's your thoughts, Devin? Are you accepting gifts with somebody you're not interested in?
I am not, and I love you, Nene. Me and my husband adore you, but I think it is so wrong to accept a gift from somebody you have no interest with. I think it misleads them. I think it gives them the wrong message, and I think that's part of why like stalkers happen. Like, it just opened up so many different cans of worms.
Yeah, I understand, but I actually did in the end date this guy for a little while. I don't know if you guys remember.
Okay. Was that a sorry date? Like, I have to do it because he gave me? Or
no, he was giving me so much.
Who was the guy? We saw this play out on TV?
Yeah, I did have to. I just felt like I needed to date him. He was so good to me.
Mm-hmm. Who was it? You don't want to shout him out?
I don't need to shout
him
out.
People watch the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was so good to you. He gave you gifts. So why didn't it work?
It just didn't work. We're still friends today. He's a very nice guy. But I'm honestly just wasn't attracted to him.
Got you. TP?
Okay, don't do that.
You said yeah, Nene. I heard that. I never received the right gift. The only person I heard say give the gift back was the person who received the Apple Watch. Everybody getting these Rolexes and these big boy gifts, these big girl gifts, they ain't giving them back.
Mm-mm. Well, what's the moral of the story?
I think the moral of the story is as long as you let people know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the moral of the story is you have to use good judgment. You know what I mean? I knew that he wasn't a bad person. I knew he wouldn't hurt me or anything like that. But you can't accept everybody's gifts.
All right.
Did anybody ever ask for anything back?
Who is everybody or anybody?
Well,
No, you can't get these gifts back. They're not going back. What are we gonna do? But you won't be getting them back. Right?
I respect that. I tell women all the time, you can't un-F them. You know what I'm saying?
You sure can.
So if you can't un-F them, don't give the gift back.
I'm not giving back anything.
My goodness. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. Give us a tease. What are we talking about?
Oh my God. So up next is Drake's LA home was burglarized.
Yeeks. All right. We'll get to that next. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
Woman trying to get their gift back.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.